You can make it. Ya casi. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, hey, hey. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I want to talk to you today about something called the Holy Spirit. Can you say Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit. You can move the little mint that you're chewing to the side and say, Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit. Okay, but before I tell you about the Holy Spirit, I want to tell you about something that is more familiar to you, something called breath. You know what breath is? Yes. So I want to start by having a contest that has to do with breath. I call it a blowing contest. Now, we're not going to blow anything up, so don't get too excited. But we're going to blow something away. But for that, first, I need a judge or a referee. Let's see. I think Maddie raised her hand first. So come here, Maddie. Stand over here. Okay. And now I'm going to need, let's see, I have one, two. I already have a volunteer. I haven't even said what we're going to be doing. One, two, and three. Okay, I'm going to need some volunteers to compete in this blowing contest. So we have the first one. Okay, you can all do it. Okay, so let's start from right to left. Okay, so you're going to stand. Where do you want them to stand? Right here is okay? Okay, so stand right there facing her. Turn around. There you go. Okay, so you got to see where he's standing. Okay. Now, I have not tried this before. Let's see how this works. I want to see how hard you can like use your breath to push this in that direction. Okay? So you have only one chance. I'm going to count to three. And then you're going to compare to see who had the strongest breath. Okay? That didn't come out right. Okay. I'll hold it. Okay, are you ready? One, two, and three. Okay. Leave it there. Thank you so much. Let's give him a hand. Thank you. Okay, next one. Who's next? Okay, you want to go next? Okay. Right there. No, right here. Right here. Actually, you're a little bit taller, so take one step back. There you go. There you go. What do they call that? Affirmative action? Equity. Equity. Okay, ready? One, two, and three. Oh, okay, who's next? Okay, come here. Okay, let's see. Is he standing in the right place? Oh, you want him to stand here. There you go. One, two, and three. Oh, it looks like a tie for second place. And then, who's next? You're next? Come here. Okay, you can sit. You're a little further. That's why we have a judge here. She will decide. So before I remove one of those, tell me which one is. Is it a tie or are they the same? That one is further. Okay, so then I'm going to take this one. Okay. Let's see. Maybe a little bit more this way. A little bit this way. More this way. Okay, there you go. There you go. Okay, ready? One, two, and three. Oh, nice try. Chocala. Nice try. You want to blow? Blow? Sopla. Eso. Okay, so what's your judgment? What? Okay. Yeah. Let's give them a hand. It's amazing. Okay, thank you. You can sit. It's amazing what you can do with your breath. You can use your breath to move things. When the food is hot, you also use your breath to make it cool down. And also, when there's if you blow on like a little puddle, like really tiny little, you can also make the water go away with your breath. It is amazing what you can do with your breath. You know what else you can do with your breath? I bet you haven't thought about this before. You can send your mind away from you to someone else. Think about that. Well, maybe not your whole mind, but a thought. You can use your breath to send a thought somewhere else. You know how you do that? Well, let me give you an example. I'm going to think about something. Red. What am I thinking about? Red. See, I use my breath to send an idea, vibrating, and he made it from me to you. So I send my breath to you. I send a piece of my mind to you. So in the Bible, when people talk about, what did I tell you I was going to talk about today, other than breath, the first word? Yeah, Pentecost, Holy Spirit, exactly, exactly. Pentecost is the day when the Holy Spirit was sent to the people. So the Holy Spirit, in the language of the Bible, is exactly the same word for breath. So breath and spirit in the Bible were the same thing. The word is ruach. Can you say ruach?
Ruach.
Ruach, exactly. And that same word means the same thing. So in the Bible, when there was nothing, there was nothing, and God wanted to create the world, you know what God did? God sent the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit moved over the nothingness, and then guess what happened? You happened. We happened. The universe happened. And then, when there was a young woman called Mary, and then God wanted to become a human being and be among us, what did God do? God sent to Mary the Holy Spirit. And then when the Holy Spirit came over Mary, what happened to Mary? She had a baby. She had Jesus as a baby. And so today we heard that God sent the Holy Spirit, the breath, on the disciples. And today we are the disciples. God sent the Holy Spirit to the church. And so that means not just God's breath, which is the way that God can move things and make things happen, the power of God, but also the mind of God. So I have something to tell you that is really amazing and really hard to understand, but it's really important. You know where the Holy Spirit is now? The Holy Spirit is here, in you, in all of us. So the Holy Spirit, the breath of God, lives inside of you. And it helps you when you are afraid. It helps you to be courageous. And so you pray to God, God, let your Holy Spirit move inside me and allow me to be courageous and to do the right thing. When you see somebody that is in need, like hungry or that doesn't have a place to sleep, and you feel sorry for them and you feel compassion, that's the Holy Spirit moving you, telling you, go help them. So you have the Holy Spirit inside you. That's why Jesus said, you don't find God in houses or buildings or temples. You know where you find God? In each other, inside of us. So now, next time that you hear Holy Spirit, I want you to remember the breath of God, the mind of God, and the heart of you where God lives. Amen. Help me bless the children, please. Gracious God, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, the indwelling of your fullness within us and among us. We pray that these children grow learning to feel the presence of your Spirit in their hearts, that they grow up learning to feel, to discern, and to allow for the Spirit to move them so that they can be instruments of your love and of your peace and of your justice in this world that so desperately needs it. May they grow up full of your Spirit and full of your love. All this we pray in Christ's name. Amen. You can go back to your places. Let's give them another hand. Thank you for cooperating.